best. Excitable boy, they all said.
Yeah, we all said an excitable boy. And his name is David Hochberg, and he's here with us with Frank Fontana sitting in for Bill, and I'm Wendy Snyder.
Hey, everybody.
Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage, P-E-R-L Mortgage. David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. My first time with Frank.
Yeah, hi, good
Frank.
To see you, Dave.
Good to see
you.
I see your videos all the time.
They're fun.
They're very fun. Very informative.
You guys are both social media butterflies, both of you.
He trumps me, and plus he's better looking. I've got bigger
stop.
Muscles.
You got good content, though. You're all over the place,
stop
man.
It, Frank.
You are good.
Come
man.
On, Frank, stop it. What? Louder.
I follow your stuff, man. At pearlmortgage.com, David H., and then Twitter at David Hochberg.
Yep.
I like to see you doing your thing, man.
I do a lot of dance moves.
You do. You're a pretty good dancer.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Especially when you drop it. You know, you drop that booty down.
I drop a lot.
Yeah.
I got a big booty, so when it drops.
All right. Many years ago, I heard you on another radio station. I didn't know you at all, and you were just whipping out these numbers. People would call in and say, here's what I owe. Here's what my interest rate is. What should I do? And you would just sit there and figure it out and say, okay, we could probably save you about $300 a month. And I'm not good with numbers. You know me now. I freak out. I can't even tip the pizza guy. I can't think on my feet like that. Numbers freak me out. Mm-hmm. But I called you, and we have refinanced with you four or five times. I can't even keep it straight. One time we couldn't refinance, and I'm full disclosure here, my credit was crap.
Yeah.
I had lost a job, and, you know, some people lose a job and put their groceries on their credit card. You told me how to turn that around. I did, and I'm a big fan of you and Pearl Mortgage. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, your credit, you know, since you talked about it, was a little challenged. You didn't know where to go. You and Jimmy both lost a job at the same time, which was challenging in this wonderful industry that you selected to be in. And you know that
no, radio. Count on it. Not.
Yeah. Right. You know, so, you know, both got blown out at the same time, which is tough. You got two kids, a house, you gotta feed your family, you gotta take care of the bills. What do? You whip out the credit cards. And then, you know, both of you became gainfully employed. You start chipping away. You were able to get a short-term loan from a family member that helped you out. It rebuilt things. We enhanced your credit over 100 points in about 6 months. You did everything that I told you to do. And guess what? Everything worked out. It's like a diet, Frank. I tell this all the time, right? If you want to lose weight, put the fork down, you know, get on a spin bike, start working out, and you're okay.
How much have you lost?
I lost 25 pounds.
Good for you.
And
my blood pressure's down.
How much did that save you a month?
I haven't gone in for my health insurance checkup. I should go for another check, probably drop my life insurance
down. Hey, Dave, how often do you see people fall into financial paralysis when it comes to this stuff?
Frank, I was one of them.
Every day, Frank. That's the greatest question I've been trying to answer for the past 18 years I've been doing this. Because, you don't know what to do
until
it happens to you.
Yeah.
Okay? And you could give advice, and until you both you and your wife or husband lose your job and you have kids and you're like sitting there paralyzed, you're like, now what the hell we do? It's tough to be the helicopter expert to come in and you project what you should do. But the people, when it happens, it just paralyzes them.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get a psychiatrist or a psychologist to explain to me why people are paralyzed.
Sure.
Because you know that the money's not coming in. You know you have 14 cents in the bank account. There's not going to be a money fairy that's going to fly in and drop 15, 20, 30 grand in your bank account to get you down the road. You see your credit card balances go up 5, 10, 15, 20 grand on the balances. You see the monthly payments continue to go up because you have to make 4% minimum monthly payments typically on a credit card. So you go from $10,000, it's $400 a month. You go to $20,000, it's $800 a month. And then you're like, oh, now what the hell are we going
to
do?
I'm getting agita right now listening to this.
You know, but this is life. I mean, this is, you know, this is America.
To put people at ease, how often do you see this?
Every single day.
So, I mean, if you're going through this, you're not alone.
You're not alone.
But you think you are.
You think you are, and it feels like it. And I know people who are going through it right now, and it's tough, you know.
And can I just, I'm sorry to butt in, but, you know, they always say you're supposed to have 6 months' salary in your savings account. Be honest to me.
Reserve account.
Who has that?
Not a lot of people. Because I will tell you, more people that call, we get about 20 to 25 calls a day. Can't help everybody. And some of the people that call just want a little you know, checkup, and we're like, hey, you know, you're fine, you're perfectly good.
So do you work like a financial analyst as well? Do you kind of look at the whole picture?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's not just, you know, it's not just your mortgage. When you come to us, here, we have got a guy right now. I put an ad out. If you're in an FHA loan, that you took out an FHA loan after June of 2013, and you put down less than 10%, you're going to have PMI for the rest of the loan.
Private mortgage insurance.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, look at that, Wendy Snyder.
She's been there
before. Future in mortgage industry.
We've
this
had
radio
it.
Thing doesn't work out. Right. So, but people don't know then. You could thank the FHA, the people at the Federal Housing Administration for screwing over the households of America, because that's not necessary, but they did it. But a lot of people don't know that. So we sent out a big blast. Hey, if you were in an FHA loan taken out after June of 2013, give us a call, see if we could drop the PMI. One of our clients called. We have him at 3.25% interest rate. Great interest rate.
Yeah.
We got it rock bottom. He's paying $240 a month PMI. He hates it. He hates the PMI. Okay, so we try to figure out what we're going to do. We ran his credit. He's got $100,000 of debt on his credit cards and installment loans. He doesn't even, that's not student loans. He's got no kids in college. $100,000 in credit card debt, combined income, $200,000 a year. Okay, so he's got income, but he's in $100,000 worth of debt. Okay,
and how do you get out of it?
Well, here's what you do. So to answer your question, I've been doing this guy's loans, you know, ever since I got in the mortgage business 15, 20, 18 years ago. He's one of my first clients. I said, here's what we got to do. I can't get you out of what you're in now, because whatever we do, it's going to cost you a lot more money. I go, there's a product at First Midwest Bank has got a product. It's called an Express Home Improvement Loan. You could borrow up to $25,000, and it costs you about $400 a month. I'm just using round numbers.
Sure.
$25,000 of credit card debt that we're paying off is costing him $1,100. It's costing him about $1,100 a month. So just doing that little piece there, Frank,
yes,
paying off the $1,100, paying off the $25 on the credit cards and replacing them with another $25, boom, we just freed up almost $600-$700.
Yeah. But people don't know that. And Frank Fontana Design, you move furniture around and things to look better. You honestly move funds around to make it work for you.
It's monetary monopoly. I mean, you know, that's all it is. We're just moving pieces around a monopoly board, right? So I go to the guy, right? I go, hey, Tommy. I go, I can't help you, but you take out this loan. I don't know where rates are going to be in 6 months. Listen, we could be on the verge of a nuclear holocaust any day now, which would be bad for everybody. It'd be great for interest rates, and then we'll refinance everybody.
Sure.
Because, you know, the bonds will crash, and we'll just have another refinance boom. I don't want that to happen, but in case it does, hey, at least save that $600 and take that dough and pay off something else.
Makes sense.
And get ahead of it. So. Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, that's what we do. And in a long 6 minute answer, we have to look at it, and we have these tools, we have these resources. We're not making any money by sending them to First Midwest Bank to take out that Express Home Improvement Loan, or sending them to Huntington Bank, who are competitors of mine. But it helps them put themselves in a better position. So hopefully, when rates do drop and we could adjust, and property values go up, and he pays off his debt, we get him in a better position to do something in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about that. Also, with the idea of people, I know we got to take a break in a second, but the idea of using home equity, to help I'd love to get your opinion on this.
I'd love it. Some people
but
hate
I think
it.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a break. HELOC, that's what I like to call it.
Home equity line of credit.
Yeah. See, I do learn from you sometimes.
That's very good.
He's David Hochberg. How do people reach you?
Very simple. You go to WGN David is one way. We're having a reverse mortgage seminar I'd like to talk about before I leave with Orion Samuelson. On the 27th of July, you can go to reversedavid.com to get more information there and to register. It's free on the 27th of July with Orion Samuelson out at Del Webb and Huntley, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 312-751-1333. And we'll be back after these messages.
Very good, David. Frank's
done this
for
before.
Bill, and I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. I'm Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff will return tomorrow. In his seat today is Frank Fontana, and we're chatting with David Hochberg, Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage. You can find him at WGNDavid.com. He has a free reverse mortgage loan seminar coming up, but before we get into that, Frank, you had a home equity line of credit question for him?
Yeah, I just wanted, Dave, get your idea on, or just thoughts on, you know, when you're in a pinch, using your home equity to get you by a few months, when should you kind of pull back and, you know, make some other decisions?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the best time to get a home equity line of credit is when you don't need it, so you have it for when you need it.
Yes.
Most of the people, take out line of credits or think about taking out line of credit when there's blood in the streets and chaos is running rampant in their life, okay? Yes. So the time to take, and I've been stressing this for 15 years on the radio, Frank, the best time to take out a line of credit is when everything is perfectly great,
yep,
and everything is wonderful. So if, God forbid, an 07 and 08 happens, and you're taking the train home on a Friday, and or you're taking the train in on a Friday, and you get a notice on Friday going home, and then on Monday, you know, you're taking the train, and you still have a job, and all of a sudden you see 20% of the train car not there anymore of people, yeah, you start freaking out, okay? Right. So all of that stuff, it's a mental thing, okay? So the best time to take out a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit. Why? So when calamity or catastrophe happens, death of a family member, an injury to a family member, loss of a job, decrease in wages, you had a big expense, you had a car accident you weren't expecting, a air conditioner goes out, there's 5 G's, you need a new roof, boom, there's 20 G's, you gotta bring PermaSeal in to do the basement.
This is where he starts getting,
you know, that could
up.
Be, you got me fired up, Frank.
I just wish you were passionate. Man.
That could be really... between, you know, $500 to $15,000, depending upon how sure. bad the thing. So the best time to start reacting and planning is when you don't need the dough.
Right.
And get it set up. Just walk into your bank. And listen, I could introduce you to a couple of bankers that will take out a line of credit. You need good credit. You need equity in your home.
Sure.
But you got access to it. And then it's there. And it's usually there for about 10 years. And yes, it bounces according to rate fluctuations.
Yeah, mine's gone up considerably.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example. I had a guy who was a trader. Okay. His income goes up. His income goes down. Okay. So when it's really, really good, he's flush with cash. He pays back his line of credit. When times are really, really bad, he's got to dip into it. He doesn't want to tap out all of his cash.
Yeah.
He could tap into his line of credit to get through whatever he needs to get through. Okay. Some yeah. people know that, listen, it's camp and college time. Okay. So what's going on right now? I got 3 kids going to camp, right? There goes God knows how many tens of thousands of dollars to overnight camp
sure.
and, you know, to day camp. You know, I could afford that. There's some people that are getting big bonuses at the end of the year, but, you know, you got to pay for the camp today. So they put it on a credit card or you take it out of line of credit. Guess what? Your line of credit interest rate's a lot less than the credit card.
Sure.
Big time.
So you put on the credit card. It's like running a business. Your house is nothing but a small business.
Sure.
And you know that, hey, the economy's better. You're going to get a big bonus at the end of the year. Boom. You pay down the line of credit and you function fine.
Is there a rule of thumb, Dave, to how much you should leave and not touch? And when you're playing with, say you got a number of 150 in equity in your home, and you got the loan out, and you need to dip into it. Is there a rule of thumb of what's yeah. safe to leave?
Yeah, well, you know, you'd want to leave something, but some people listen.
Some people can't
listen, Frank. Yeah. In all honesty, here the average listener that's listening right now is carrying between $20,000 to $40,000 worth of credit card debt. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank the American consumer out there. We're over $1 trillion in credit card debt right
wow.
now. So that's phenomenal for the credit card people, right?
Sure.
People are out there spending money because, again, you got kids going to camp. You got to get them ready for school. You're taking
yeah.
summer vacations. God forbid Johnny does a house league instead of a travel league. God forbid Sally does a house soccer league instead of a travel league. We got to send everybody to Cooperstown. You know, there's another 15, 20 grand to send
yeah.
little Johnny to Cooperstown so we can have his fun in the sun in Cooperstown. You know, so we've built this whole thing. And I asked the parents, I'm like, why are you in... You know, just I'm not placing judgment. I'm just asking a question. Why are you in sending Johnny in travel baseball that's costing you 10, 15, 20 grand? And not only is Johnny in travel baseball, Johnny's also in travel hockey.
Sure.
Pick one.
Or just put him in a house league. They're in $30,000, $40,000 worth of debt. So
to sustain a lifestyle, basically.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
And yeah. the Joneses are broke, okay? Okay, so here's the problem, okay? Everybody's trying to keep up with flipping Joneses, but the Joneses don't have any money,
all
okay?
Right.
The Joneses are driving the Cadillac, and they should be driving a Suburban,
yeah.
okay?
All right, so that's HELOC issues, but reverse mortgage,
yes.
as we get up there in age, I'm not old enough yet for a
not
reverse mortgage,
right.
but there are some people. You are hooking up with Orion on July 27th. What's going on with that?
Yes, it's very, very, I'm super excited about this. Orion Samuelson has agreed to partner with me to help sponsor, to help promote this event. I met with him.
That's
and his
a
wife.
Leap of faith from Orion, you
no,
know.
I spent a half hour with Orion and his beautiful wife, Gloria.
Love him.
out at Jameson Steakhouse, right? And the pork chops are fantastic.
He loves that place.
And it was like having coffee with Elvis. I mean, everybody's coming, how you doing, Orion? How you doing, Orion? You know, so it was really 30 minutes of content in a two-hour meeting. But long story short, Orion, I explained what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. And what we're trying to do is educate the listeners about the benefits of reverse mortgages. Why are we trying to do that? Because a lot of experienced homeowners, I don't like to call them old people, I like to call them experienced homeowners.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Thank you. Are sitting with a ton of equity in their home that they want to leave for their kids. Okay, that's what I get. Okay, I want to leave it for the kids. I'm like, great. Is little Johnny and Sally writing you a check for $1,000 every single month to help cover the expenses? No. I'm like, then screw Johnny and Sally. You know, dip into the built up equity in your home. So what we're doing is we're having a free seminar. It's in the Drindle Ballroom at Del Webb Huntley. It's free. Once again, if I haven't said it, it's free. All you have to do is go to reversedavid.com. I set up an easy website, reversedavid.com. And I strongly encourage not only the experienced homeowners to show up, I strongly encourage the individuals, the kids of the experienced homeowners that are 35 to 60, because you're tired of writing that check $1,000 a month to take care of mom and dad that are sitting on a $300,000-$400,000 home in their 80s that's paid off. Guess what? Guess what? That 85-year-old parent of yours in that $400,000 house could easily tap into about $250,000 worth of equity.
Well, real quick, explain to me the difference between why a reverse mortgage versus just taking the equity out of that house.
Why? Because on a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make the mortgage payment if the borrower elects not to make the mortgage payment. The other thing is the reverse mortgage never expires. The home equity line of credit expires after 10 years. Another reason is that a lot of the seniors, a lot of the experienced homeowners don't have the income to qualify for a line of credit, and they would qualify for a home equity conversion mortgage. Okay, which is a reverse mortgage loan. Why? Because the home equity conversion mortgage, which is a reverse mortgage loan, has a cost of living that expands the loan every single year. The home equity line of credit doesn't. Home equity line of credit ends typically in 10 years. I don't know if I already said that.
Yes, you did.
And then in 10 years, you got to do something. And then the experienced homeowner's freaking out even more because now they got a balloon payment on their home equity line of credit instead of a mortgage that continues to grow. Home equity line of credit deserves a payment, needs to make a payment every single month. Home equity conversion mortgage, you could defer that payment and not make that payment if the borrower elects not to. It goes to the back end of your loan. It just gets added to the back of your loan.
Wow, that's a nice little push.
Now, if you have a home equity line, can you still...
It gets paid off. The home equity conversion mortgage, the reverse mortgage can be the only reverse mortgage on your loan. So here's the deal. You can't have both. Here's the deal. It is July 27th. It is a free seminar. Come meet Orion Samuelson. There'll be snacks. Frank, you look like a healthy guy. There'll be healthy snacks.
Please.
I'll have almond milk and Splenda for you out there because it looks like
Truvia.
Truvia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you with the Splenda. I'll have Truvia and purified water and some vitamins.
Where do we go for the information?
It's very simple. It's reversedavid.com. You go to reversedavid.com. I'll take you to a landing page. There's room for 350 people. You can load up the van and bring the entire family if that has questions, because we are not leaving that room until everybody gets their reverse mortgage questions asked and answered to their satisfaction. There is a sign-up box, a text box, in the website where you could enter your question, and I will answer every single question that's there and make it part of the presentation. So please go to reversedavid.com. It's free. Best four-letter word in the English language that starts with an F. But please register or give us a call, 312-751-1333.
That's July 27th from 3 till 5, at Del Webb in Huntley, Illinois.
Which is where Orion lives, I found out.
Great. It's great meeting you, Dave.
It's great meeting you,
Frank.
Gotta
get your card.
You're better looking in person than you are in your video.
All right, take your love affair off the air. We have to take a break.